Coming up on episode number 235, well, it's the time, it's the place, it's the motion. Greece is the way we are feeling. Coming up on tonight's show, it's covers of songs from the musical and the movie Greece. All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for another hulu. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Monday night. It is August 28th, 2006. My name is Brian Abbott. Welcome to another edition of Coverville. Tonight, bringing you songs from the movie Grease. Now, I will tell you, number one, right off the top, some of these hit it right on. Some of them kind of missed the mark a little bit. But you know what? I've been wrong on this before in a song that I didn't think was as strong didn't think it was strong. Ended up getting a lot of email, a lot of people saying that they liked it. So you know what? I'm not going to tell you. I'm just going to kind of step out of the way and say, here's the music. Do with it what you will. So tonight we've got music from Alison Moyet. We've got Me First and the Gimme Gimmes, a very frequent request on the show. Got some Beautiful South, and we've even got Storm Large and her band The Balls. Storm Large, one of the current contestants on Supernova right now. But let's get kick it off with a track that comes from the album Alvin Lives in Leeds, which was a compilation put out in England in 1990 against attacks out there. And I don't have my notes in front of me, but I think I've talked about it on the show before, so there's no point in me going into it again. Here's a group called 14 Iced Bears with their version of the seminal track from Grease, well, one of them anyway, Summer Nights.
So fast, I met a girl crazy for me. I met a boy cute as can be. Summer days drifting away. Oh, a summer night. Tell me more, tell me more. Did you get very far? Tell me more, tell me more. Like, did he have a car? She swam by me, she got a crown. He went by me, got me so down. Saved her life, she nearly drowned. He showed off, splashing around. Saw the sun, something's begun. But a summer night. Tell me more, tell me more. Was it love at first sight? Tell me more, tell me more. Did she put up a fight? Uh-huh, 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 yeah. We'll be right back. sigh.
Yeah.
from the album Hanging with the Balls. That is Storm Large, a current contestant on Rockstar Supernova, one of the three that I'm rooting for on that show. I think both Lucas and Delana also have a really good shot of making it to the end. But this isn't a reality show discussion. that is Hopelessly Devoted to You there by Storm Large and the Balls. That came out in 2003. Not, you know, I think Storm's voice is fantastic when she's belting it out. And even in those mid-range, sometimes her voice kind of gets lost in those softer, quieter vocals, at least in that track they do. And then before that, you heard Summer Nights, going for your Summer Nights here. That version is by 14 Iced Bears, and it's from the 1990 album Alvin Lives in Leeds. All right, continuing on here. Less Than Jake put out an album in 2001 called Greased, which contained several of their punk-style versions of songs from the movie Grease. I had to pick one, and this is the one I picked. It's a cover of the Frankie Avalon track from the movie when he's in the diner talking to the gal with the pink hair, Dee Dee Combe. I can't remember what her character's name was. Was it Frenchie? I think it was Frenchie. Anyway, here's Beauty School Dropout, performed by Less Than Jake.
Your story's sad to tell, a teenage ne'er-do-well, most mixed-up non-delinquent on the block. Your future's so unclear now, what's left of your career now, can't even get a trade in on your smile. Beauty school dropout, no graduation date for you. Beauty school dropout, missed your midterms for shampoo. Well, at least you could have taken time to wash and clean your clothes up, and I'm spending all that soda to have the doctor fix your nose up. Baby, get moving. Why keep your feeble hopes alive? What are you proving? You've got the dream but not the drive. If you go for your diploma, you can join a stand-up pool, turn into cheese and come and go back to high school. Beauty school dropout, hanging around the corner store, beauty school dropout. About time you knew the score. Well, they couldn't teach you anything. You think you're such a looker, but no customer would go to you unless she was a hooker. You don't sweat it. Big head, cut to hold the job. Better forget it. Who wants their hands on fine slob? While your bags are cold, your laugh is swift, but still the world's cruel. If I'm an angel, face and go back to high school. Baby, don't blow it. Don't put my good advice to shame, baby, you know it. Even dear Abby say the same. I've called the shot, get off the pot, I really gotta fly. Gotta be going to that malt shop in the sky. Back to high school. Beauty school dropout. Go back to high school.
Well, this band could be hydromatic, sex-o-matic, coffin nails-o-matic. Why it could be Grease Lightning?
Go Grease Lightning, we're gonna be rocking tonight. Lightning.
future. This green lightning. Wow.
That is Me First and the Gimme Gimmes from their 1999 album. Me First and the Gimme Gimmes are a drag. It's Raining on Prom Night, performed performed in the movie by Cindy Bullins. Before that, you heard the psychobilly group The Coffin Nails from their 1987 album Einbier Bitte. That is Grease Lightning, of course. And then we start off the set with Beauty School Dropout, originally by Frankie Avalon, performed there by Less Than Jake from their 2001 EP. Is it an EP? I guess it's short enough to be an EP. Greased. All right, well, let's... those three kind of went well together. These next two go well together. This next track is from Dave's True Story from their self-titled album, an excellent cover of the Rodgers and Hart classic that was performed by Shana Na in the movie. Shana Na, very few people know Shana Na. Well, all right, maybe not very few people. A lot of people don't know that Shana Na were at Woodstock, along with Jimi Hendrix and Creedence and Crosby, Stills and Nash. Yes, you had Shana Na as well. Here is Blue Moon, performed here by Dave's True Story, from their self-titled album.
Blue moon, you saw me standing alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really could care for. And then there suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms would ever hold. I heard somebody whisper, please adore me. And when I looked, the moon had turned to gold, blue moon. Now I'm no longer alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms would ever hold. I heard somebody whisper, please adore me. And when I looked, the moon had turned to gold, blue moon. Now I'm no longer alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Blue moon, blue moon, blue moon, blue moon. There are worse things I could do than go with a boy or two. Even though the neighborhood thinks I'm trashy and no good, I suppose it could be true, but there are worse things I could do. I could flirt with all the guys, smile at them and bat my eyes, press against them when we dance, make them think they stand a chance, and refuse to see it through. That's a thing I'd never do. I could stay home every night, wait around for Mr. O, cold showers every day, and throw my life away on a dream that won't come true. I could hurt someone like me, out of spite or jealousy. I don't lie and I don't steal, but I can cry and I can feel a fact I bet you never knew. But to cry in front of you, that's the worst thing I could do.
We talked a little bit about Alison Moyet a couple shows ago, about Yaz and Yazoo, how in the UK they were called Yazoo, in the US they were called Yaz. Well, we still don't have a definitive answer on why that is, but a lot of people concurred and said, yeah, you know, I've got a copy of Upstairs at Eric's that actually has a sticker over the label where it says Yazoo, there's a sticker over it in the same font that says Yaz. Wild stuff. Anyway, that's Alison Moyet. She was one half of Yaz, along with Vince Clark, who later went on to Erasure and, of course, started out in Depeche Mode. With cover of There Are Worse Things I Could Do, originally by Stockard Channing in the movie. You'll find that version on a compilation disc called The Essential, Alison Moyet. And then before that, Dave's True Story from their self-titled release, I believe came out in 2002, with the Rodgers and Hart classic. It's been covered by everyone from Elvis Presley to Chris Isaak to Billie Holiday. You name it, they've probably covered it. Blue Moon, originally Rodgers and Hart, but used in the movie or performed in the movie by Sha-na-na. All right, one more for you. And for me, I saved the best for last just because this is one of my favorite bands. Plus, this is one of the songs that closes out the movie. So it's apropos, right? Here is You're the One That I Want from the Beautiful South. You'll find this one on the 2004 release, the all-cover release, Gold Diggers, Head Nodders, and Folk Songs. Beautiful South right now with You're the One That I Want.
I got chills, they're multiplying, and I'm losing control. Cause the power you're supplying is electrifying.
You better shape up, cause I need a man. And my heart is set on you. You better shape up. You better understand. To my heart I must be true.
Nothing left for me to do. You're the one that I want. You're the one that I want. You're the one that I want. Ooh, ooh, ooh. The one I need. Oh yes indeed. If you're filled with affection, you're too shy to convey. Meditate in my direction. Feel your way. Feel your way.
You better shape up, cause I need a man who can keep me satisfied. You better shape up if you're gonna prove. Then my faith is justified.
Are you sure? Yes, I'm sure down deep inside. You're the one that I want. Ooh, ooh, ooh. You're the one that I want. Ooh, ooh, ooh. You're the one that I want. Ooh, ooh, ooh. The one I need. Oh, yes, indeed. The one I need. Oh yes indeed.
You're the One That I Want, reimagined and covered there by the Beautiful South from the Gold Diggers album, which came out in 2004. And that is going to close it up for tonight's show. Hope you found some gems in there. There's a few tracks in there that are near and dear to my heart, so hopefully you enjoyed those. If you want to get in touch with me, oh, you know what? Let me tell you really, really quickly what caused me to do this show, and then actually you have an opportunity to contribute to the next one here. The last show I did had a title that made people think that it was going to be a cover of all James Bond songs, and I do have a show like that in the works. I didn't have enough material for it, but picked that, of course, because of the Goldfinger track. However, I want to do that James Bond one pretty soon here, especially with Casino Royale coming out fairly soon. So if you have recommendations for really good covers of James Bond songs, I've probably got about a half dozen, but again, there's some that I'm less excited about than others, so looking for listener suggestions for that one. So send me an email on that. Also, we had our four winners for the Duran Duran tribute giveaway. The answer was I'm Not Your Stepping Stone, originally by Herman's Hermits and then covered by the Monkees, and Sid Vicious even did a version of that, as well as Ronnie James Dio, Rainbow in the Dark. That was the one I was looking for, that I thought was going to be the trickier one. Didn't fool you guys for a second. We got our four winners on that one, and thank you for participating. Okay, now, if you want to get in touch with me, you can email me at coverville. That's a little loud, isn't it? You can email me at coverville@gmail.com, coverville@gmail.com. You can call the request line at 206-222-COVER, or post a message on the weblog or in the forums, preferably in the forums. We need some action in there, at www.coverville.com. I'll be back two nights from tonight, so probably Wednesday night, maybe Thursday night, with the next edition of Coverville. Until then, I don't know what that show's going to be, so I'm just jumping right into it. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks again for listening. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network.